I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Wipe me up. Wipe me down. What is that from? Oh, net positive.
That's Boosie, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Wipe I like down. The ski. You know that song? Uh-huh. That song is awesome, dude. Nobody knows that song, but wait, do they? I think that song's popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even do it. What's it called? That's what it's called, right?
Couldn't even tell you. I don't even know how to begin to search that.
Welcome in, everybody. Episode 95 of the Net Positive Podcast. John Christ, your host. Ali's Legos on the ones and twos. Andrew on the just the ones.
Only ones only and ones. Only twos.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Alex and Andrew on the ones and
ones and
on
twos collectively.
Yeah. A group DJ. We got some tour dates coming up. We're off this weekend in the beginning of March. We're going to Mobile, Alabama, sold out, New Orleans, Sugarland, Texas, which is in Houston, Royal Oak, second show, Fort Wayne, close to sold out, Peoria, Buffalo, Toronto, Erie, Durham, Macon, Chattanooga, I think that one might be sold out, Rochester, St. Paul, Duluth, San Jose, Santa Rosa, Reading, home of Bethel Church, Dayton, two shows in Lexington, Kentucky, home of the horses, Lincoln, Nebraska, Des Moines, Grand Forks, and in June, rounding out the emotional support tour in Charleston, West Virginia, Baltimore, Newark, New Jersey, New Haven, Portland, Tacoma, and Spokane. Hot, hot lineup.
Super hot.
Let's get out there, baby. We got some updates from this weekend's of shows, by the way. Mm-hmm. This weekend's podcast brought to you by Miracle Made. Sheets, baby. I woke up on them this morning. Whether you want to get better fit, be a better parent, or get more done at work, there's one thing that will help, and that is better sleep with Miracle Made Sheets. You can tap in. You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, baby. Into the power of self-cooling temperature regulation, which has been shown to improve sleep quality by by 20%. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? What?
Yeah.
It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy nose. And that is just not what you need when you're trying to sleep. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters, which I have gotten as a collaboration. And also, I have purchased myself.
Nice.
Done in both, because we love them. Self-cooling properties, self-cleaning, luxurious comfort and quality, better for your skin. Who doesn't want better skin? You know, these girls are into skincare.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it should be happening overnight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they wear the masks to sleep. They wear all kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's like when you have your money work for you.
Yeah.
Like you put your money in an investment that works for you.
Yeah.
You get these sheets. Miracle they work for you.
Work harder, not smarter.
Yes.
Try miracle.com/net positive. Save over 40%. Be sure to use our promo code net positive at checkout and save even more and get 3 free towels. So confidence backed by 30-day money back guarantee. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive or click the link in the episode description below. Hot, hot show.
Stacked.
Lineup. We got some updates from the Zanesville animal story.
I'm so curious.
We got to get into that.
Yep.
That we got some unbelievable news. Mm-hmm. An update from the OnlyFans lady.
Yep.
Andrew is going to administer to me and Alex a U.S. history citizenship quiz/test.
Yes.
And we're going to see everybody's dogging on us all the time because every time we go into something, everybody's like, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
We're going to see if we belong as U.S. citizens or not.
Yep.
We got a hotline of news. And then we got some fact checks, which is we're going to review Andrew's performance on the podcast last week.
Yeah. And for those watching and listening, make sure that you're keeping track on your Andrew counter. We're working on a plus minus system.
And it's not us, dude.
No.
It's not us. Mm-hmm. It's the fans.
Yep.
They decide.
Mm-hmm.
And look, he's holding it.
Yep.
Yeah. Is this not the time for him to jump in?
No. Nope. He knows.
Dude.
He knows.
Yeah. Sorry.
He knows.
Oh, hot weekend. Did we just return from Zanesville?
Dude.
Wait.
What is going on?
Okay. Zanesville, Ohio, which have you ever heard of this place?
No, only because you have a date there.
Me neither. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Never heard of this place. So we have a unique thing with our fan base is that like every on the east side of the country, about every 2 hours is like a new market for us.
Okay.
Because it's very cost effective to travel as a comedian. Mm-hmm. Like if you're a band or you can't go to small cities because mm-hmm. it costs too much.
Right.
There's not enough people there to make the money worth it. Mm-hmm. Me, I can just get into the bus and just show up there.
It's just
and you're like, what's up?
Yeah.
Turn on the, we're in the, I mean, it was like a college auditorium, I think, which every city has.
Yep.
So they send me the tour dates and I go, oh yeah, Zanesville. I don't know where that is, but okay.
Yep.
I trust you guys because mm-hmm. you guys send me places and it's always full.
Yep.
So we're going there.
Keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. So I put Zanesville on like the, on Friday, but here's where I'm going this weekend. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Zanesville. And everybody's like, dude, you got to look at what Zanesville is famous for. And I go, what? And so I'm looking all this up. And all right, apparently there was a guy who had 50 exotic, like a Joe Exotic. Mm-hmm. He has 50 exotic animals at his house.
Yep.
I'm talking Bengal tigers, lions, grizzly bears, baboons. All the wildest grizzly bears, black bears, everything. So in 2011, which is not in the 1900s.
Right.
This is recent.
Yeah.
Now, social media is not like it is today.
Right.
But this, I feel like, so anyway, this the whole story is, if you haven't heard any about this, he opens up all their cages and then commits suicide.
Wait a second.
That's what he does.
Just cause?
Yeah. Well, all right. So there's so, all right. So that's what he does. And these animals are roaming.
Running around the town.
And their school is closed because obviously you bring your pets inside.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if there was Bengal tigers running around Nashville. You would be terrified.
Yeah, dude.
Terrified.
What?
Okay. So I'm like, this is an unbelievable story. And they're like, no one knows. So basically they had to, they're like, you can't, if a Bengal tiger is walking down the street, unfortunately, you can't tranquilize it. Because if you don't get it right, it's going to be even more, you got to kill it.
Sure.
But that's what they say to police currently. Like someone, you got to shoot, you know, have you ever thought about that? Why don't you shoot him in the leg?
Yeah, it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
No.
Because that wouldn't stop anybody.
Yeah.
Even if you got shot in the shoulder.
Well, it's just so hard to shoot somebody in the leg. Like
it's also hard to shoot. Yeah.
They're taught eliminate the threat. Like
I've seen enough of the like videos from like my girlfriend being on the news that like you could shoot and they're still coming after you.
Sure.
You could shoot someone in the shoulder and they will still. There's so much adrenaline. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially if they're like a meth zombie of some kind.
Yeah, that's not going to stop anybody, unfortunately.
Sure.
Yeah. Even if you shoot somebody.
We're off track, dude.
Get back to the story. No, you're right. Okay. So
Zanesville.
Yeah, so they ended up killing all the animals.
Just shot them all dead in the streets.
They have to.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That's so tragic.
Which is crazy.
Just all these exotic animals just lying dead,
beautiful animals. And I've been on a safari.
Yeah, we've heard. Yeah. Just tigers bleeding out in the streets of Ohio. Great,
which is horrific. Okay. So everybody's coming to this. So there's a police officer like at all of our venues.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, are you in Zanesville police officer? I go, tell me about this animal thing. And he goes, oh, dude, it was unlike anything I've ever experienced in my whole life.
He was on the force during it?
Yes.
Wow.
So he was telling us, he goes, we had to like, with like handguns, like that's not, you get that call and you're like, wait, what? You're like at your son's soccer game. And he's like, there's Bengal tigers. We need you to come in.
Bring your 9mm.
Yeah.
There's a 650 pound tiger out here.
In the those things are huge, dude.
Yeah.
Does Zanesville just like not have enough money for rifles or something? What's the deal?
Well, I mean, that's still hard to shoot.
Sure.
A moving, sure. Maybe, right. Yeah, maybe rifles or hay, but they were saying like, yeah, there you go. Exotic caution, exotic animals. What?
I Googled Zanesville, Ohio, and it suggested animal escape.
Yeah.
For sure. So yeah, here it is. This is an article that was written 10 years afterwards.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a street sign that says caution, exotic animals.
Crazy.
10 years ago, exotic animal collector Terry Thompson.
Yeah.
Great. That sounds like a made up name. Terry Thompson. Great name.
Great for the documentary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Set 50 animals loose before fatally shooting himself on his 73-acre farm west of Zanesville.
Let's go.
Motives are not exactly known. He was deep in debt, had an estranged marriage, and was facing house arrest after a year in prison for a gun conviction. I mean, I think his motives are pretty known.
I got it. And I know about, I'll tell you what suicide is. Suicide is, the present situation is untenable, and the future does not, its future is not, can't change it.
Yeah.
That from what I know of like those thoughts, you're like, I'm never going to get out of this, right?
Yeah.
So you have something horrific happen and you're like, I can't see the way forward and the present situation cannot continue.
Yeah. So he pulled his own plug.
Yeah. So the conspiracy is, and this is wild, dude. So less than 100 miles is Columbus Zoo, which is the biggest and best zoo in the country, arguably the best zoo in the country. So Jack Hanna is like the famous guy, right? You know that guy?
He's like Nat Geo and all that, right?
Yeah, he's on everything. So these animals are wildly expensive. If you want a Bengal tiger. And like there's certain states that are looser with the owning exotic pets than others. Mm-hmm. And because of Joe Exotic, everybody's kind of tightened up. But so everybody's telling me that the Columbus Zoo had like a trafficking animal situation set up with this guy.
Oh.
Because where would he get those?
Yeah, that was my first question.
Where would he get them? And this place is like 100 miles from the Columbus Zoo. And they're like, these things are so expensive. They're like, hey, take them out to.
So he was like buying the exotic animals like black market.
Or they're just giving to him. And then they're getting like a kickback.
Well, then why was he in massive debt? Because I'm looking at it. It says he had 18 Bengal tigers, 17 lions, six black bears, three cougars, two grizzly bears, two wolves, and a baboon. If he was in debt, he could probably just sell a few of the tigers.
Yeah, I don't think he could just like put them on an ad. I mean,
he bought them from someone. I'm sure he could sell them.
No, he got them for free. He got them from the zoo.
Wait, because
the zoo, because the zoo would breed there.
Yeah,
but they can't keep them all.
Zoo was sending animals to him?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
I was thinking the other. I thought he was like acquiring animals for the zoo.
No. The opposite. Other way. Sorry. The zoo.
So the zoo had a surplus of animals.
Yes.
And they were offloading the animals to this guy.
And Terry. He was offloading them to like Joe Exotic and everybody because Joe Exotic knew this guy.
Got it.
Because in Tiger King, there's a story about this.
Okay.
A little bit about how the animals escaped and how it's dangerous for private owners to own exotic pets.
Okay. Well, that makes this clause more.
Yeah.
Makes more sense. One monkey was never found. It's assumed that a big cat ate it. Six surviving animals, though, initially went to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium.
Well.
So they just were like, well, I mean, we already gave those to him, so we might as well take them back.
So I think so, and I don't know any of that, but people were like all hush hush in my DMs. They were like, but don't say my name. And like saying all this.
Oh, so there's some like real.
And there were a lot of people like from the Columbus Zoo, quit their jobs or like resigned and like,
whoa.
And Jack Hanna, by the way, lives in Wyoming or lives in Montana. And
Jack
Hanna, Montana. Weird. And he was like on site. He was on site. Like right then he was like there somehow.
This
and now,
is interesting.
And now everybody's like, Jack Hanna has like Alzheimer's. That's why he's like not in the news or not on the Tonight Show anymore. But they're saying he doesn't.
Ooh.
He's just trying to escape, dude.
That's like Stevie Wonder's not actually blind. It's like,
wait, is that a thing?
Oh, you haven't heard about this?
Nah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of like videos of like mic stands starting to fall over and he catches them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm into that. I mean,
this says Tim Harrison, a retired police officer and director of the nonprofit, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Was on scene during it, and he was quoted as saying, "It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, animals or humans." Period.
Yeah, and I get on board with, because that's like, it's like that to see those animals are so like so majestic.
Yeah, he goes, "The smells, the sights, everybody with tears in their eyes. I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks. I couldn't stop thinking this could have been stopped."
Well, the guy, I think. What do you think? You have to have some kind of like screw loose to own an exotic animal?
Yes.
Plus or minus, plus or minus, plus or minus.
There,
plus
he, minus. There he is, lady. You think so?
I don't know, man. Why do you say yes?
I mean, dude, if you're going to buy a tiger or like a grizzly bear, why would you ever?
Yeah.
Like no normal person. If I'm at a bar, I'm down at Whiskey Row and the guy goes, yeah, dude, I've got a Bengal
tiger. Shout out Whiskey Row.
I'm like, dude, all right. I'm not talking to you anymore. You're weird.
You're insane, dude.
That is where that combo would happen. Yeah. Though. It'd be on the
Whiskey Row. Yo, you got it. Yo, what do I got? I got a Lamborghini. Dude, I got a Bengal tiger. Wait, what?
I think it depends on the guy. Cause I could also see like, if you're, I think Joe Exotic is the guy that we all think of just because that
because he's crazy. Yeah.
Like, so we all think of like, he's that nutty guy who wanted to own all these animals.
Yeah.
But I think also like Mike Tyson had a tiger.
And that's the
Mike
opposite.
Tyson has a screw loose, dude. You're
like, minus
point.
Me.
Good point. Oh yeah. No, I didn't think about that. Yeah. All right.
Well, but my point being like Mike Tyson was super rich, could have anything he could want.
Yeah.
Why not get a tiger?
Yeah. You know? And I think a lot of those like those guys in like Dubai.
Yeah.
They have like, dude, let's get what's like, how do we heighten this?
Yeah. Can I get a cougar? Let's get a cougar.
So like, you know, you get one tattoo and you're like, oh, I kind of felt like the rush of that. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and get another one.
Yeah.
You get, all right. So where on the pet ownership line do you draw the mental illness?
Nice.
Cause one cat, sure. Right. Cat and a dog. Sure. Cat and a dog and some chickens. Sure.
In a regular house?
It depends.
On a farm, I'll give you a pass. In a house, no.
We need either comments on the YouTube or emails and list your pets and we'll decide.
Yeah.
List your pets and we'll decide if that's mentally ill or not.
Yeah. Comment on the YouTube because it'll get lost in the emails.
Yeah. If you go three cats.
Is three cats the you're over the line?
If you're three cats, okay, if you're three cats and single, that's over the line.
Three cats and single.
I think if you have
the cat to human ratio is off.
Yeah. If you're married and you got two kids and you got a farm and you got three cats, I don't mind that.
Those are outdoor cats.
Yeah.
Different deal.
In slash out.
Right.
Yeah.
They're outside, like they're also chasing mice, so they serve a purpose. They're not just pets.
If you're in a one bedroom condo, three cats over the line.
So it's a cat to human to bedroom ratio.
To living setup ratio.
So two cats per human per household.
If you are in court and you're trying to like, you committed some kind of crime and they're trying to plead insanity, you're like, I am alone and I have four cats. They go, yeah, you're free.
Yeah.
Free to go. free to go.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Clearly you're not in the right mindset.
Yeah. But I went to that hunting expo or whatever. And I saw some of those cats, you know, those cats that look like Bengal tigers.
Yeah.
They're like $3,000. They're exotic cats, but they're not, their personalities are not good. They're very hidden. You're like, look at that cat, but they're not fun.
Yeah.
Those were at the hunting convention.
Yeah. To like buy, not to hunt them, to buy them. Or like,
what?
There was also like safari stuff. It wasn't just hunting. It was just like exotic.
How many dogs can you have before it becomes a bit of a problem?
Two. The end.
You go two?
Yeah.
Because they need to play with each other.
You've reached your limit.
I'm at my limit.
You're tapped.
You got two?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You might be at your limit. I think you go, yeah. If you, like, let me read some of the DMs that I got.
Okay.
I'm just going to read one. Okay. This guy, and this guy's profile photo is an American flag.
All righty.
Of course.
Which... It just says, all righty.
Wonder who he voted for.
No, it's an American flag with the I stand with Texas. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what Texas is doing. Oh, the border?
Yeah, probably the border stuff.
Is that what I stand with Texas would be? Probably.
Most likely.
All right, so we got it.
Yeah, all right.
I'm from Zanesville. I'm gonna redact some of this information.
Probably a good idea.
I worked security for Joe Exotic and have proof that he was at Zanesville that day.
The day that the guy killed himself?
Yes, dude, what? I heard your story lesson and I can add so much truth to it that you do not have if you're interested, but you do not know my name. That's what he said.
Hey, John, I'm interested.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I still may have all the police reports. I have them, but I got and I have pics of Terry Thompson at the scene and the autopsy, no animal photos, but I have inside info. And did I get hundreds of Facebook messages a day. Mm-hmm. I have not responded ever except someone was like, hey, I left my purse at the, or something extreme. I go, what's up? You know, what's up? Yeah. What's up, no dude? Way. And I don't know if, like, I guess if you've a Facebook message, I think if a regular person Facebook messages and somebody messages back, it pops up, like on their screen.
Yeah.
Mine wouldn't, but I think, like, he goes, my number is.
Nice.
Call me and we can chat. I can answer most of your questions and send email proof of Joe being there. No, I didn't respond. We were doing the show. Mm-hmm. Things to discuss. Police deputy's death right afterwards.
Okay.
Sheriff sniper killed most of the animals. I'm a friend of his. Mm-hmm. Joe was threatened to get shot if he went up. He was there for Terry's animal caretaker. Governor ordered stand down to Jack Hanna of the Columbus Zoo. And then other stuff that I'm going to redact. I go, wait, what? And then he said, watch the documentary. He never says he's in town, but I could tell from what he was saying. So Joe Exotic was there. But I could tell you from what he's saying, the candidate for sheriff, Joshua Weaver, directed me to find out, okay, he's innocent. I mailed a letter and emailed, scanned, handwritten letter, told this is more than I should be discussing.
Is he insinuating that Joe had something to do with it?
I don't know. I don't want this. Death? I don't want this podcast to start a thing.
No, we do.
We do. Oh, yeah,
that's like crazy.
But then, so Jack Hanna was like there. Mm-hmm. Like it's like when they were like, "Hey, this is an emergency." He was. How was he there? How is he there? And how is Joe Exotic? Joe Exotic is in jail, I think, now, is he?
I think so.
I don't know.
But Joe Exotic being there is interesting because that was probably his biggest competition in the country, right?
Oh, you think that was his competition?
I mean, they both are two of the biggest exotic animal guys on the planet,
so,
I guess, right?
Yes, Lydia got into this.
He's just in town and the guy kills himself.
And then Jack Hanna was like the first guy to be like, we will do anything to protect these animals, which meanwhile... And Lydia gets into it. She's like texting me like 3 a.m. She's like, I'm so deep into this. She goes, the guy's wife is Carol Baskin. And I didn't respond. And then she texts 15 minutes later. She goes, oh, no, it's not. Never mind. I got too deep. Yeah. Whoa, too deep.
I found the wrong subreddit. Never mind.
Too deep. But I like that's like this podcast. You're like, wait, what? Like, I think as a comedian or you're like, things aren't what they seem.
I'm going to find the documentary for sure.
No,
this sounds interesting.
It's wildly interesting. It's the mental illness part of it is sad, but that's
for sure.
That's what we're going to uncover next week where it borders on mental illness.
Do you want to watch the doc and we can come back next week?
Oh, with notes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I open the show and I go, Zanesville, good to be here. Another item to check off the bucket list or something. I don't start. I start the show with something like that. And then I go, man, the only city in America that in 2020, we were all glued to this show called Tiger King. Like, this is the wildest thing I've ever seen. Meanwhile, the people of this city, like, been there. Mm-hmm. And they're dying, dude.
That's awesome.
Unbelievable.
It's like their identity. I think that's cool.
The school's closed. And there were signs up everywhere. And what I don't understand is, how do you know we got them all?
Right.
Because that guy said that area of the country is like kind of like Appalachia. Mm. Like it's just across the border from West Virginia. Once you get over one hill, you're gone.
Yeah, I think it's
funny. If you're a Bengal tiger and you cross over one and you're like walking the Appalachian Trail, you see a Bengal tiger. You're like, what?
Nobody would believe you.
Nah, I saw a Bengal tiger. Like, no, you did.
I wonder how long they could live in the wilderness.
Yeah. Well, if they've been trained, they've been fed by somebody, it's hard to hunt, I think, right? Isn't that how that works?
Yeah,
I guess.
They probably don't have like claws, I would assume.
Yeah, big weekend. Anyway, send us your conspiracy theories. We don't want facts.
No.
We want conspiracies only.
Unless the facts are stranger than fiction, then we'll take them.
Yeah,
which it sounds like maybe they are.
Quick update. We have one quick update on Miss... Lydia Fielder.
Yeah, what's up with her?
Okay, so I'm out of town working, right, mm-hmm. as I typically do. Lydia and her friends decide to go to Dancing with the Stars, mm-hmm. or Dancing with the Stars Live or something like that. So they're all in town. Lydia texts me. She goes, I'm obsessed with the one girl, whoever, I follow all the seasons, she's my favorite dancer, whatever. She goes, I'm going to DM her. I go, no, dude.
Oh boy.
No.
She should listen to the podcast. She would know not to do
that. Do not.
Yeah.
She goes, what are you talking about? I go, don't. She goes, what are you going to say? She's like, I don't know. She's like in town. Like she's like, I know how like touring works, like with me. She's like, I know she's in town. So I like want to tell her like some coffee shops to like go to. Mm-hmm. I got, no, dude, do not do this. She's like, well, if they're like going, like hanging out, like after the show or something, yeah. It's like either like, cause they get from wherever they came to last night, they're here the morning.
Right.
And they're around all day. She's like, I don't know. She's telling like what coffee shop. She's like, she's going to respond to me. I go, do not.
Okay.
And I, this is what I said that we kind of got in. I go, I would rather you text your ex-boyfriend than do this. I would prefer you text one of the dudes on the show. Uh-huh. Like one of the guys, because she's like with other like girls from her like small group. Yeah. And if they're like, we're all out, come meet us seems more normal than texting one of them to say, where are you guys at?
Yeah.
Or so I go, oh, hold on. And I strongly, and I don't suggest anything to her ever. Sure. I go, do not.
I'd rather you text your ex-boyfriend. It's so funny. Yeah. Like, please just.
Be like, what's up? Here's the list of cool coffee shops in town. But, and then I was like.
Did she do it?
I wrote that down. I go, I got to talk about this on the podcast. She's like, fine. And then she did it. She did it mm-hmm. for sure. And then the girl messaged her back.
No, dude.
No, dude.
What did she say?
No, she goes, oh, girl, thanks so much. I love this or something like that.
Nice. So she had her behavior reinforced.
Oh, for sure.
So she'll do it again.
No, she's going to do it again. And then mm-hmm. she goes, oh, we love the show. Nashville was fun or something like that, that you would say. Nashville, we love Nashville.
Yeah.
Great show. Thanks so much for these. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. She goes, what do I say next? I go, nothing. Nothing. You say
you
nothing.
Did it. You got did what it. You wanted.
Yeah. She goes, well, oh, now we're like, friend. I go,
No.
This She's is how this happens. Nice. This is how this happens.
Yeah.
And I go, maybe. I go, what I would do is I would heart it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So then it's an equal transaction.
Yes.
I'm not being crazy.
We're hands off now.
I was just, I'm a fan. I was going to shout out. She goes, thanks so much. We're good.
Yep.
We're good. Everybody's good.
Yep.
I go, here's what you can do. I would heart it. Now that you're in the DMs, down the road,
nice
if
job.
Something is relevant she posts with someone that you know, or she's in.
There's something you can speak to in some way.
Your hometown, yeah. Then go for it.
Yep.
That's it.
The door, you're leaving the door open.
Yeah. Cause she's friends with like Sean Johnson or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so is Lydia. So it's like, well, for example, if she posts with Sean, you could be like, oh, we love her. We're in there. Right.
Yes.
Or you catch it now.
There's nothing else to say right now.
No, dude.
Walk away.
But if you heart it, that's the sign of speaking of, that's the opposite of three cats.
Yes, it is the opposite.
It's
of
It's the opposite
cats.
Of three cats.
Yes.
You go, hey, she's not crazy.
Yes. Cause it's like a nod. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Thanks.
Cool.
Yeah. Cause she goes,
we're
well,
good here.
Yeah. Cause she goes, well, I have a blue check mark. So maybe that would like help my side.
Sure.
And that's probably true.
Probably. Yeah.
But we can't encourage this is what I'm saying.
No. No.
But I do it sometimes.
So did she heart it and just leave it there?
I don't think so.
Oh, great.
I don't know. We have to ask.
Okay.
We'll have to follow up next
Check
week.
Check in next week.
Oh, baby. Hot episode. We got some, what should we get to? We get to the news first or we go to the quiz? We'll get a couple of pieces of news.
Yeah, let's go to the news first.
All right, let's go to, what is the most unbelievable video I saw, which is going to relate heavily. This video, the baby names video.
Yeah.
This video and my fan base is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the handshake emoji. Would it be like this?
Yeah, it's tough to do it yourself.
It wouldn't be like this.
Because you can't. Yeah, you can't do it yourself.
It's this.
Yeah. I mean.
That's as close as it can be.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's watch this video. That's unbelievable.
So dumb.
That's really pretty stupid. If you're right, you got to watch on YouTube for that.
All right, here we go.
Baby names that we think would be cute if they didn't have any meaning behind them. First, asthma. 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 Sharpie. Sharpie.
Sharpie.
Do you hear
Sharpie.
It?
We do.
Sharpie. That'd be so cute.
Fryer.
Blinker. Rosacea.
That's so good.
Rosacea.
This one is one of my favorites.
Calorie. 100%.
Do you hear it?
Calorie.
Hi, Calorie.
Yeah, if it didn't have a name, it'd be so cute.
My name's Raby.
Raby. Like rabies, but Raby.
Yeah. Singular.
You won Raby.
Feta. I'd be naming my kid that right now. If it weren't a cheese,
you know.
Feta.
You
know. 100%.
Feta.
Ooh, felony. Felony. Yes, right. Might be my favorite. Felony.
That one sounds the most real. Yeah, like you could say it right now.
Felony.
Ribbon.
Come on, man.
Ribbon.
They got
ribbon.
A list.
Ribbon is so good.
Velvet. Brownie.
No.
That one's so cute. Oh, love them.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
First of all, what kind of monochrome Mormon off the grid women are these? And I don't even say that with any kind of what? Who are these? What kind of AI?
Yes, I was gonna say.
Are these real people?
Right.
Are these real people? They're like.
The whole palette is just like a tan.
They're like
everything is tan.
Like Wish twins. I don't even know if that's not even a knock to them. They're like, hey, we tried to give you twins, but like they're not twins.
They're not actually, but like this is the closest thing we got.
You yeah, that's not a knock on them. Because there's like, what's going on here? Did anyone ask that in the comments? I don't know if they did or not. But
if beige was a video.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Okay, what's the back? Like, what is this background? It's like, you ever watch those like the Left Behind movies like when you were like in childhood? And they can obviously depict hell pretty well because they have like demons and it's fire. And then they predict like they go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And you're like, it's kind of like the background is like three. It's like a.
Like infinite.
Yeah, and they're just like walking around in clothes like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly like,
what's
this
going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stellar names, though.
What's your favorite?
I mean, Blinker is hilarious. These are not names, but you're giving people ideas.
For sure.
You're giving people ideas legit.
I think it's funny to say them as if you're talking to a baby, too, like asthma.
Yeah.
Asthma.
Which they are, I think they're all great points.
Yeah.
I think I agree with all of Sharpie.
I think I'm out on Brownie.
Yeah, maybe out on Brownie.
The caption said, honorable mention, anesthesia.
That's great.
I like that one.
Oh, my. Yeah, so the idea that they're not even negative connotations, just like they mean other things.
Yeah, they just have meanings.
Yeah, so you can't
Rosacea.
Use it. Rosacea's perfect, dude. Calorie?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best one, I think.
Calorie's good.
Calorie.
Felony is a good one, too.
Felony's awesome. That's like a nickname for somebody on the street. But you know, felony? Raby.
That's good. I like this.
I mean, I don't even know where I don't even know. They just read them and then repeat them. Mm-hmm. They just read them and repeat them.
Feta.
That's a good one, too.
Have you met baby Feta yet?
Yeah. This is going to be like Gwyneth Paltrow is going to name her grandkid this for sure. I don't think you name your grandkids, but yeah.
Who named their kid Apple? Do
Gwyneth
you remember
Paltrow.
That was her.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
I remember that was like the first really weird celebrity name I ever heard.
Yeah, there's somebody like Branch, like Olive Branch, mm-hmm. or like Stream, and then like a bunch of nature, a lot of nature names. Mm-hmm. Acorn.
Willow.
Yeah, a lot of Willow. Yeah. River. River, obviously. River. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tree.
Yep.
That's a tree.
If you had a kid
named Tree,
a guy named Tree,
I am Tree. That's his last name. Yo, Tree Rollins. He's a basketball player for the Hawks in the 90s. Oh yeah, man.
That's good.
Shout out to these girls.
I like that.
Unbelievable. Great piece of content.
Very good.
I mean,
either one of these next ones are going to be great.
Let's go to the no shower journey.
All right.
Somebody, I saw a piece of content that somebody said that they no longer participate in showering. And this is their journey.
On day 47 of my no shower journey, it's been a personal goal of mine to help conserve as much water as possible and to help the planet thrive. And yes, that means no showering and no washing of hands. The only thing I do with water is cook with it and drink it. And let me tell you, I feel like the same person I did 47 days ago. And yes, maybe that's because I haven't showered. And then my parents decided to give me some PR packages, which are just packages I bought myself on Amazon. And unfortunately, I've been feeling pretty sick, so they also got me a COVID test. Join me on day 47.
PR packages, which actually is just things I bought. So it's mail.
So your parents brought it because you're there. You live at your parents' house?
Or she shipped it to them because it's their Amazon account, maybe.
Also,
47 days no showering to save the planet. Dude, this is like spitting into the ocean.
Yeah.
Like you're not making any difference whatsoever.
Well, also, while ordering from Amazon, which takes planes to ship to you, yeah. Dude. Yeah. But she's trying to save the planet.
Yes.
That's the reason?
Yeah.
Also, who cooks like this?
Yeah. Also, what is she making? That looks disgusting.
Now, before
the soup thing looks disgusting.
She put it. Well, it's chili or something like that. She put it. Was that butter?
That's goodness, dude. It's so much.
If
butter.
You're looking out for your own calories or your own health, that's the most cholesterol I've ever seen in my life. That's it. All right.
I can smell this video.
She said at the end, I've been feeling kind of sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, duh. Dude. You haven't washed your hands in 47 days.
Oh, yeah. You can't wash your hands.
Yeah.
That's got to be included, right? Mm-hmm. She's trying to save water.
Yeah. She said she only uses it for drinking and cooking.
Yeah. I got to use it to cook, I guess.
Sure.
Do you put this? I mean, I don't know if they put cooking in a, what is that? Like a, on the stovetop?
A pot?
Yeah, no, a pot. Yeah. Do you put the stuff in there and then turn it on?
What do you mean?
You turn it on and get it warm.
Yeah, I don't know why she's doing that.
A pot?
Yeah. You put the stuff in the pot and then turn the thing on? I've never seen that
before. Yeah, I do. Yeah, a pan, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to heat it up before I put
an egg in it.
Yeah.
Or a burger. Or whatever. Or anything in it. Yeah, I've never seen
that. But a pot, though, I would put the stuff in and then turn the stove on. Yeah.
That is what else
you. If you make soup.
Oh, yeah, soup.
If you're going to, like, heat up soup or something.
I guess I'm mostly just thinking of, like, pasta.
Yeah, pasta, you boil the water, of course. But are you heating up the pot and then filling it with water?
No, you
put water in it, heat it up, and
right.
Put the
okay.
stuff in.
All right, we're on the same page.
That looks disgusting. That looks disgusting.
It looks like beets or something.
Also, you can tell, and this is not a knock. Nice backsplash, by the way. Mm-hmm. Nice backsplash at your parents' house. Mm-hmm. She got a headband on.
She does.
Yeah. Because your hair's the greasiest.
Oh.
Right? She's had a headband on the whole time.
She has.
You have to pull your hair back like that. If you're a guy and you're going to do this, you're going to wear a hat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wear a hat.
Yep.
What's the longest you've ever gone without washing your hair?
Probably a week, maybe.
Probably a few days.
Really?
Alex showers twice a day, though.
Yeah, true.
At least.
Yeah.
Alex
I'm a weirdo, huh, guys?
Yeah, okay.
Alex is the opposite of this girl.
Gotta be, yeah.
For sure, dude.
And she also, I feel a little sick. I got a COVID test. Yeah, checks out.
You feel a little sick because you're farming bacteria on your skin.
How many more days do you think you can go shower free? Started showering twice a day just to make sure you made no difference.
Just canceling out on your strategy.
That's a meme on the internet of somebody at the orders very loudly, like the vegan something, and then the next guy orders two hamburgers.
Yeah,
throws one away.
Yep. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Really making a difference here.
Great contribution.
That's good. 47 days no shower.
To conserve water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Also, nobody likes being in anybody else's content.
Mm.
When your parents are like, dude, are we going to be in your TikTok now?
Oh, yeah.
Being in somebody else's content.
Yeah.
You ever done that without your permission?
Yeah, I hate it.
Tell
me what we're doing.
Yeah. Or if I'm at my show working, like somebody comes around the meet and greet with their phone on.
Yeah.
Like making a video.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you got to let me know.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I'll do it. I'll probably do it. Like make a video for my nephew or whatever.
For sure.
Or for your radio station or for your excavator company.
If
you live in Zanesville, shout out the Miller's Excavating. I'll do it. Sure.
Jameson Tranquilizers.
Yeah. You got to let me know though.
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing content now. Shout out. Let's get, we haven't had a nod to the Christians.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. Nod to my folks.
Mm-hmm.
Here we got a video. Straight. From the internet. Is this, can you, all right, we're going to watch this. you decide if this is Andrew, Alex, and me. Is it real or fake? If this is a sincere video or is this a joke?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Love for Jesus. Keep the law in mind. When your dirty wine, drop it for Jesus. In the club, shake it to the floor and show in love. Yeah. I'm on the grind, cause for my sins he died. I know I'll be at the pearly gates for show. I'll be in the number when the trumpet starts to blow. But tonight I gotta drop it low. Drop it low. Drop it.
Andrew, what's your vote?
Is it real or
is it sincere? Or is it a bit?
I'm gonna go with unfortunately. I think it's probably sincere.
Alex.
I'm gonna say it's sincere.
I think that's sincere.
You think so?
I think that's sincere.
What makes it sincere for you?
The unfortunately the commitment.
Yes.
That's if this was a bit, I would know this person for making bits. Mm-hmm. Prior to this,
sure,
or you would know of this person that is. If you get all the way there, that's like the exotic animal guy. Like, oh, we knew about him. Mm-hmm. We first when he got the tiger. Oh, when he brought the thing to the. This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't start with this.
Yeah, I think it's sincere because it is so well done.
So well done.
Everything about this is phenomenal. The cinematography, set. Yeah. The set design.
I think that it's the same set from the girls with the names. It's the same set they rented in LA.
They just lit it different.
Yeah. They lit it different. And they brought in a gazebo.
Keep the Lord in mind.
Yeah.
When you dutty wine.
That's crazy.
That is, I mean, that's a bar.
Wait, to you, what
does
wine?
That mean?
I don't know.
I thought it was is dirty wine?
Sure.
Diddy wine?
I'm not going to try to explain it.
I don't know. Oh, you know what it is?
No, I've just heard it before. Okay, we'll leave a lot it. Of yeah, like Jamaican music.
Yeah. wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
And blasphemous.
Yeah, the first comment is, as an atheist, I'd like to say this is sacrilegious and blasphemous.
Agreed. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not, this is insane.
Drop it low for Jesus.
And the guy in the background, won't he do it? It's like, this is like wish little John.
Yeah.
It's like
little John the Baptist.
Yeah, hey, great value. Great value. Little John the Baptist.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Do it. Drop it. You're like, hey, you know this guy, little John, can you do that? But Christian, yeah. Stellar. I mean, yeah, that's the damn thing. I mean, I don't even know where this exists or why it exists. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's crazy, dude.
I can't believe all the people in the crowd, though, aren't like dancing, though.
My name's going to be on the list or something like that. My name's on the list in heaven or something like that.
Yeah, dude.
There's a guy wearing it. What's he playing? Oh, he's playing a keyboard. Mm. Nah, that's crazy, dude. You think it's real?
I think it's real.
All right.
The commitment on this is crazy.
Do some research.
So cringy.
That's nuts.
All right. Let's move on.
That is so nuts, dude.
Oh, the time has come.
Yeah.
Everybody, let's just say, people say that me and Andrew or me and Alex don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
In terms of the United States history.
Right.
And people have also said that about the United States geography and the world geography.
Right.
We don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that at a later time.
And to be fair, we've had our moments.
Yeah, we have.
Where we've
nailed it though.
We've had some where we are caught off guard.
Let's just say it like that.
Yeah.
And we play our hand.
Yeah.
Go, oh, you have no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, Andrew, well, there's a United States, what is it called? A citizenship test.
This is the citizenship test. And the way that it usually administered is there's a total of 100 questions.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
But
baby.
They randomize and give you 10.
Okay.
To earn your citizenship, you have to get 6 correct of the 10.
That's it?
You need a 60%.
To pass the geography, you got to have a 70.
Okay.
Right? That's a 69 is a fail.
Yes.
What's an F? A 70 is a D.
69. We're already
showing our hand.
No, 69 is a D plus, right?
Okay, what's a fail? 65?
I think 65. Can you get a D minus? Yeah.
Yeah.
So is below a 60 a fail?
Oh, maybe then.
Is that how that works?
So this is a pass fail in high school. It's a long time.
60%?
Yeah. It's a fail. It's an F.
Yeah, because 70s are C's.
What's a 65? An F?
D.
A D.
60s are D's.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, got it.
Goodness.
All right.
Already off to a rough start.
Yeah.
So are we going to do this like rapid fire?
No, I think we'll go question by question.
And we answer. So do we both throw our answer out at the same time?
Yeah.
You go 3, 2, 1.
No, I don't think we got to do it like that. I think you can just ask the question and then we can
say it. Okay.
We can both give our answers.
All right. You got 10?
Yeah.
All right. And play along, by the way, at home.
Yeah.
That we can decide if you're a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And if you don't stand with Texas and you are here, you might be taking this quiz.
That's right.
You might be taking this quiz.
We're helping you study. Yeah. Come on in.
That's terrible. We're helping you. Yeah. Right. I mean, New York is going to give you a gift card and a cell phone, and you're going to stay in someone's house for free. But you still got to take that. That's unnecessary. Why, John?
All right, Andrew.
Here we go.
Hit us.
All right. Super easy first one. Okay. Who's in charge of the executive branch?
President. Oh. President.
Yeah, president. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. One for one.
Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived?
Native Americans. That's right.
Correct. Indigenous.
I'm thinking
of the next one I want to read.
Got nervous.
Name the U.S. war between the North and the South.
Civil War.
Who was the president?
Hold on. Let's slow down. That's three.
Three for three.
We're three for three.
Three for three.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the president during World War I?
Yikes.
Come on, dude.
Eisenhower.
Wrong. I'll give you that. That's
all right. Roosevelt, but I'm not saying Roosevelt because he was Civil War.
Also, I'm pretty sure. All right.
Hold on. Wait. All right. Lyndon B. Johnson.
No.
Shoot.
Woodrow Wilson.
Wait, which war?
World War I.
That was my problem.
Isn't that the guy from Home Improvement?
No. Okay. All right, we're 3 for 4.
3 for 4.
All right, we're all right.
We're all right.
What was the Cold War like fought over? What was like the main concern?
Nuclear consequences from Russia.
I'm going to say the threat of an atomic bomb. Yeah. Having building atomic bombs or something.
Wrong.
No, that's right.
It wasn't nuclear conflict with Russia.
It has to do, Russia was the Cold War.
Yeah.
But we were fighting like an ideology kind of deal.
What was it?
Well, it was communism.
Yeah.
Yeah, but wasn't the whole thing about like
the Cold War?
Yeah.
But there was no war, right?
I don't know if we were able to build nukes in the during the Cold War. That was like,
what does they give as the answer?
Communism.
All right.
I think
we get that for saying Russia.
That's
right?
Like the people say that the Civil War was not about race. It was about power and like the
giving us that.
I mean, I don't think that's how tests work, Alex.
If I'm administering the test,
that's
you
a fail.
Fail.
All right.
The
hey,
answer
fair.
Was communism.
I disagree with that.
3 for 5.
3 for 5.
That's why I hated school. Keep all going. Right.
Dude, we might not make it.
What is Susan B. Anthony most well known for?
Hold on. Don't say.
Okay.
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you know.
All right. I got it.
Go ahead.
It was the putting the screws on the airplanes.
I'll give you this. I had honestly heard her name. No,
that's
idea.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, it is.
Dang it, dude. That's right. And she was
who's not a real person.
Yeah, wait, is she not?
No,
she was. She was like women can do stuff too. It was like women's equality.
Yeah,
Rosie the Riveter is not real.
I don't think.
I was
so.
Thinking Susan B. Anthony was.
I like, think she was
putting the rivets on the airplanes.
Yeah, I think she was World an idea. I think she was propaganda.
What do you have
actually.
To say?
So now I'm
Susan
questioning
B.
myself
Anthony?
Because she's either. She designed the American flag and knitted the first one.
That's absolutely
not
true.
Or she wrote the national anthem.
Absolutely not true. Neither of those are true.
I'm going to go with Susan B. Anthony created the flag.
All right. First of all, let's
dang it, dude. I didn't get it.
Let's call out Alex for this blatant sexism. What is this woman known for? And he says knitting.
No. And hey, ironic, yeah, because Susan B. Anthony was most well known for fighting for women's rights.
Wow.
No. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. No.
And Alex wants to keep her in the kitchen.
No.
Wow.
Look at a dude Googling.
No, dude.
This is from the United States government.
Stupid.
What? Hold on.
No way, dude.
All right.
That's it? That's all it was? Is just she was a general activist? Who made the flag?
Who made this quiz? The U.S.
Who made the American flag?
It's Alexander Graham
Bell. Betsy Ross made the flag.
And I said Rosie the Riveter.
Okay, so who wrote... Dang. Who wrote
Rosie
the
Riveter?
Francis Scott Key wrote the national...
Just dang it, dude!
Three names.
There's too many people!
Who invented the Alexander Graham Bell.
He was
the
guy
that got the thing shot off. No, he got the arrow shot off his head.
Alexander Graham Bell was the telephone.
Oh, yeah, because Bell. Oh, yeah.
Sure, I don't think that's why.
Wait, who got the arrow shot... Who got the apple on his head, the arrow shot off of it?
Wile E. Coyote.
No, that proved... gravity that
dude,
over
that's
time.
Sir Isaac Newton.
Isaac Newton.
And it wasn't shot off his head. It fell from a tree and hit him in the head.
This is the worst quiz. This is embarrassing.
Wait, hold on.
Arrows.
We set out to take this quiz and we're just outing ourselves on all these other
apple
things now.
Shot off head.
It wasn't shot off his head.
The
dude.
Apple fell off of a tree and that proved
and
gravity?
He went, oh, gravity. Yeah.
William Tell.
Who is that?
William Tell. There's no evidence,
just
however, this story
shouting
existed.
Names.
Oh, yeah. What folk hero shot an apple off his son's head? William Tell passed by without bowling, so was arrested as punishment. Yeah.
All right, dude. Are we
all
three
right,
for
what
six?
What am I? I'm
neither
no,
of us got
oh,
that
yeah,
right.
Neither
we're both. Good. We're both. I think three for six. Right?
Shout out Rosie the Riveter. He said. She
all right, here
wrote,
we go.
Question seven.
She knitted the American.
Those are both good guesses, dude. Get out of here.
Knitting the American flag is crazy. She was famous for knitting.
This quiz sucks. Keep going, dude. Question seven.
When was the Declaration of Independence adopted?
Oh, 1776.
Hold on.
Okay. 1492, Ocean Blue.
He has to start. You have to start at sailed the ocean blue.
That's how it's like
when you start the ABCs.
Yeah.
You have to start at A. John okay. has to start at sailed the ocean blue.
So 1776 is when, and that's not a, he didn't give me a hint because that's when we became independent. So I think it's one of those trick questions. You know how like in geography.
Oh, like adopted is the key word.
Yeah. There. Yeah. 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 So I think, but it would be 1785.
Okay.
I said 76. 1776 is my answer. My final answer. I'm locking it in.
Final answer locked in.
Alex wins.
Dang it, dude. I knew. All right, I thought too much.
I'm 4 for 7. You're 3 for 7.
And that's my problem, dude.
So hold on.
People say that to me all the time.
You can still pass.
Okay.
But you have to get the next three right. You have to get 8, 9, and 10 right.
Okay. And
I can afford one more miss.
Because you're 5.
I'm 4.
Out of how many? 7.
Yeah. I need
and I'm
two
3
more.
Out of 7.
Yeah.
All right, I can't miss. All right.
Name 3 states that border Canada.
Okay.
Russia does not count as an answer.
I can see Russia from my house. I'm going to go Washington, Montana, North Dakota.
Okay. I'll try to go different, so I'm not just taking
But you
your
can
answer.
Get that if you can either adopt my you can get this one right. If you
well, we'll give Alex gets to pick one of yours. How about that?
Okay.
Because there's like nine.
Wait, is mine right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm good.
Minnesota.
Is that right?
Correct.
Maine.
Correct.
Vermont.
Correct.
Boom.
Is he going to keep going?
Michigan.
It's not extra credit. It's not extra credit. Michigan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What else?
I'm good at that one. I'm good at that.
Is it Minnesota? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say that?
I didn't know Pennsylvania did.
Oh, yeah. But just barely, right? In
New York.
Yeah. Listen, if it goes geography, we got it.
I think so.
There's no question. If you go into geography land,
I'm pretty
it's
good at
done.
That. History is our problem.
It's 10 out of 10 for us. All right. So we're good so far.
Because I don't live in the past.
Nah, we live in the present.
Keep going.
Done.
What is the name of the national anthem?
I know. Do you want to say it on three?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Star Spangled Banner.
Correct.
Got it.
Last question.
Written by Susan B. Anthony.
I have passed. I have 6 points.
Oh, yeah, you're in.
I am a citizen.
You're in.
You have to get this one.
All right, so the barbed wire, you've cut it and gone in. Okay, that's not necessary.
I'm on the other side of the river.
You're...
Come on.
Now, hey, now if you get a broken leg, we got to take you.
Yeah,
you're in our hospital now.
That's right. Okay. Yeah.
That's wild, dude. All right, this all comes down to me.
You got
to
get this.
If I'm a citizen, so I'm...
This is a perfect question because it's like kind of hard, but you should probably know.
So I'm...
This is it.
I've dug under.
Yep.
Now, okay. Yeah, just go. Yeah.
What founding father was credited with inventing bifocals?
That's not easy.
Come on.
I have a guess.
Hold on,
you can go first. Father.
Okay. Who are the founding fathers? Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Sam Adams.
You introduced a new thing here. I don't know who the founding fathers are.
No Ben idea. Franklin.
Sure.
Wait, were they all over? Yeah, Ben Franklin was there.
Okay. He was there. They tagged him.
I think it was, yeah.
They tagged him in the post. He was there.
Well, Ben Franklin, I think I've seen like photos of him like with some kind of glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
He also put the key. So I'm thinking like George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. They're on the same, like Mount Rushmore, but they didn't exist at the same time.
Okay.
So like Thomas Jefferson was the second president, right? George Washington was the first.
John Adams was the second.
Okay. And was Thomas Jefferson, he was never a president, was he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Was he?
I'm not
hold sure. on, hold on. I'm just talking about this era because Abe Lincoln was way later. In history, they're all together, but they didn't live together.
Jefferson was the third.
Okay, and Ben Franklin was never a president, but he was around then. Yes. So you're talking about this era.
Uh-huh.
So it's Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Do you have the founding fathers list?
Yeah, give them a list of the founding fathers. That's fair.
All right, the founding fathers.
I don't think they would give you this on the
No, I'm going to say thing. They're not going to give me this, but I've dug this far already under the wall. All right, okay, so it's...
Seven figures.
I'm not looking. Okay, Ben Franklin. Founding father?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yes.
George Washington?
Yes.
Sam Adams?
No.
John Adams?
Yes.
Was that his brother? Is that the beer?
Sam Adams is a beer.
Oh, shoot. I
think it's his brother.
Yeah. Okay. And all right. Who else?
Alexander Hamilton.
Okay. I think he's on Stone Mountain.
James Madison.
I would never have known that.
And this one I would never get. John Jay.
Okay, what did he do?
I don't know. I think he's on, like, Say Yes to the Dress or something.
He's like that member of Spice Girls that doesn't really ever have a line, but it's like kind of...
He's on America's Next Top Model. That's who I'm thinking of, that guy. It's not John Jay, it's something.
It's not John Jay.
Yeah.
All right, it's not... I don't remember Thomas Jefferson ever having glasses.
Okay.
George Washington was... I'm going to go with my original answer, Ben Franklin.
That would have been my guess as well.
It's not.
Correct.
Yeah! And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm real. Oh, let's go, dude. I'm in America, dude.
Congrats.
Oh, this does feel good.
And now everybody has to shut up.
This does feel good.
We did it, man.
Welcome in.
Yeah.
You think it's free speech over here? Well, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so get a Twitter account and we will ban you. Gosh, that feels awesome.
Andrew, you looked at the whole list of 100 questions. I feel like you gave us ones that were on the easier side. How were the rest of them?
The rest of them were like kind of just not really history questions, more so like who's in charge of passing a law or like how many Supreme Court justices are there, which like isn't really history. It was more like
12
modern day U.S. questions.
I wouldn't know any of that type of stuff. Yeah. Anything to do with like the structuring of our government or who's in charge of what, I know nothing about.
I would say, I would say if you were coming into this country and you knew nothing, I would say, let's say you came legally and through the whole process, what would you need to know the most? You would need to know taxes. They're going to take money out of your taxes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to pay them in April.
Mm-hmm.
911 is the emergency number.
Yep.
What's the number for your emergency?
Depending on your neighborhood, they may or may not show up. You got to know that.
Oh yeah. Don't misgender anyone.
Right.
I'm trying to think of what if you were just fresh here.
Mm-hmm.
that is different from other countries.
Taco Bell slaps harder after 2 a.m.
Yep. Yep. And if you go to Kid Rocks, they're going to play Toby Keith.
Right.
That's all you need to know. Yeah. Welcome That's to the United States of America. Mm-hmm. That's the real quiz.
Yeah.
I said to Lydia last night, we were watching Daytona.
Yeah.
And she was like, I have to be out of this relationship. I go, we talked about this. If America was abandoned and 100 years later, I go, Lydia, we talked about this in the pod. I go, if they would find the best, they would, Daytona would be number one. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude.
We're done.
Daytona.
We got to go on a break.
Daytona.
Yeah, we got to go on a break. Shout out William Byron, winner of Daytona last night.
Nice.
They played it on a rainout on Monday.
Oh, wow.
It's as a you know what? Here's what you need to know as a U.S. citizen. Money is what makes this country go around. Mm-hmm. We are a capitalistic country. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, this episode brought to you by Henson Shaving, dude.
Well done, dude. Nice.
Let's go, baby. Henson Shaving. The pains of having a razor are a nightmare.
Yeah.
100% a nightmare.
No doubt.
Yeah. And Henson Shaving, family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer, has made parts for the ISS and Mars rover, and now they're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. Get on board, ladies and gentlemen. They got the diving boards. That's what they call the technology. Razor blades, are like diving boards. The long board, the more the wobble, baby. More nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem.
Yep.
I got one of these things on my countertop in my bathroom.
Yep, same.
And it is fresh.
I've been using them ever since they hopped on board, and it has changed my life. I've told you guys that I've bought it as a gift for my barber. She swears by it now. I've bought it as a gift for friends and family. It is phenomenal.
Precision engineering, clog-free design, the best razor. They're trying to be the best razor in the game, baby. No plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence. Also affordable. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that will last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/net positive and pick a razor and use code net positive, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. And make sure you add them to your cart just make sure you add them to your cart. Oh, I got it. 100 free blades when you head to Henson Shaving, HENSON shaving.com/net positive, and use the code net positive or hit the link in the episode description below. Episode 95 of the Net Positive Podcast, also brought to you by Gooder Sunglasses, baby. Brand new sponsor.
What do you know about them, John?
What do I know about?
What do you know about Gooder?
I know a lot about Gooder Sunglasses.
Tell the people what you know about Gooder.
Oh, let's see. Gooder makes $25 active sunglasses that don't slip, don't bounce, and are 100% polarized.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm on the Gooder game heavy, bro. I got 3 pairs.
Gooder gang.
Lightweight.
Yep.
Number one.
Very.
Comfortable.
Yes.
100% polarized.
Yes.
Stylish.
Yes.
I mean, just go to YouTube and be like, these guys are looking fresh. If you're active or running, they don't slip or bounce. Easy to clean.
Yes.
Why Gooder? And let me just say this again, $25.
Yeah.
These are for everybody. Stylish.
As if that wasn't enough, by the way. That could be it. We could stop the ad right there.
Just this is your no more sunglasses anywhere else.
Right.
Gooder.
Yeah.
Gooder. G-O-O-D-R.
Yeah.
And they got everything.
Yeah.
Dude, every time we get a new sponsor, they send me the website and I go look around on it and go, okay, whatever. They go, you can pick three. And I go, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
100% satisfaction guarantee, 30-day free returns, 100% carbon neutral company plus 1% for the planet. Alex Lagos, everybody.
Dude, do you know my favorite part about Gooder is?
What?
That I could absolutely lose these and just buy another pair. I get so scared about losing sunglasses or breaking sunglasses or scratching sunglasses. At a price point of $25.
God, those are so clean, dude.
Dude.
Those are so clean.
Bro.
Those are sunglasses. They're not. I mean, it's a wrap, dude.
What are we talking about?
I mean, game over.
Wait, hold on.
Go to
wait,
YouTube.
Wait.
Look it from the side. What?
Are you kidding me,
dude? Bring this man his car from the valet,
dude.
Now,
immediately.
Yeah, he'll rock two. I got a couple. Dude, if you're going on vacation this summer, spring break, first of all, it's not a flex to have expensive glasses.
No.
You're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Why do you have those? You're going to lose them.
Yeah.
If you're going somewhere, let me just tell you this. We got to get done with this ad read, though. But if you're going somewhere where you're not at risk for losing your glasses, it's not a fun place to be.
I agree.
In a pool, at a concert, on someone's shoulders.
I'm stressed out just thinking
about it. At a NASCAR race.
Ugh.
If you're going to a place that you're like, dude, I'm going to be able to keep my glasses here the whole time. I don't want to come.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound fun to me.
Mm-mm.
Gooder, baby. If you support the show and pick up a pair, Gooder is giving Net Positive listeners free shipping. Wait, what?
Yep.
Free shipping on your first order. You can go to Gooder, Goodr.com/NetPositive and use code NetPositive to get free shipping. That's unbelievable. Gooder offers 30-day money-back guarantee. You won't need it. Nope. 100% satisfaction. You'll have that.
Yep.
Find a pair at Goodr.com/NetPositive and use the code NetPositive to get free shipping or hit the link in the episode description below. Love this new sponsor.
Love.
Here for Gooder. These are game over. If you see me on the streets, don't even talk to me.
No.
Because I'm hot, baby. What should we do? Get to any of the news or fact checks?
We got news.
Let's get one piece of news. Shout out from the
Yep. Dude. Go ahead, dude.
I'm just gonna say this is one of the I was gonna go to this one.
Oh.
I was gonna go to this also comes from one of the websites of the people that tried to cancel me.
Oh, great.
So you know what kind of ideology they got going on here. Click on the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent me this. Tuesdays with Taylor, student Bible study connects Taylor Swift lyrics with scripture verses.
Mm. I'm listening.
Let me say that one more time. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays with Taylor, student Bible study connects Taylor Swift lyrics with scripture verses. We got a prom photo of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Here we go right here. Taylor Swift Bible studies connecting students at Faith Lutheran Middle and High School in Las Vegas. Okay. Mm. Christian High School in Las Vegas. A group of nearly two dozen students meets every Tuesday before school for Tuesdays with Taylor, a Bible study that relates scripture passages to the famous pop star's lyrics. We take Taylor Swift songs, lyrics, and we connect them to Bible verses, and then we just talk about how they connect.
Sick.
And so I really like this club because we get connections, we get peace, and we get common likings, student said. Student told the news. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to out any of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor Swift is a recording artist and entrepreneur. Okay. Yeah. We got that. Net worth exceeds 1 billion. Okay.
All right.
Here we go. I was talking with a group of students about Taylor Swift, says the director of the. I threw out the idea we could start a Bible study based on songs by Taylor Swift. A Bible study printout titled Love Era. Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince features snippets of the heartbreak, the particular song, along with Bible verses for each snippet. I want to see where one of these connects.
Right.
For example, here we go.
There you go.
And the Heartbreak Prince appears above a quote from Isaiah 9:6, which says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." I'm still waiting for this to connect, but scroll down.
Well, John, okay. let me illuminate this for you.
Yeah.
It says Prince in the Heartbreak Prince.
Okay.
And then in the verse, it says Prince in Prince of Peace. And that's the connection.
Prince is the connection.
Plus for Andrew. Plus for Andrew. Plus, immediate plus for Andrew. That's the end? That's not the end.
No, there's page two.
Okay, yeah, there has to be page two. If that was the end, that would be unbelievable.
Another lyric.
All right, here we go. Hey, let's give him a second chance.
Okay.
That was very loose.
It's a stretch. They're reaching for that.
I was thinking a connection in ideas, not just vocabulary.
Just a word that is the same?
Yes, you could also
see how they said Prince here and
never,
Prince there.
Never getting back together. You could also, that could be Moses and the Prince of Egypt when he left his, it's not a similar idea.
Right.
It's just slamming screen doors. On the back, the back porch that was tied to Peter when he denied Christ, he left.
Yeah,
I could. All right, let's give him another chance.
Yeah, here's another. Let's try
another. Another lyric on the sheet is, "You are the only one who seems to care," which is Do you think that's a Taylor Swift verse or a Bible story?
That's an interesting game. That would be a good
Taylor
game.
Swift lyric or Bible story.
Yes.
Dude. I think that's been played. I think so. I think that's been
played. That's a good
one. Which is, all right, here, you're the only one who seems to care, which is paired with Psalms 142, 4 through 5. The passage says, look and see, there is not one in my right hand, and no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord, and I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of giving.
A little more connection there.
I see the connection.
Dude, but you are the only one who seems to care. Pick a band.
Also, literally. Pick a band. Yeah.
There's nothing specific about
that. The new Sum 41 album. Yeah. And also, she's talking about her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Or not.
Right.
Or her mom or something. The weekly Bible study encourages him and helps him feel better. A dude's at this?
Yep. You know why he's there.
Nah, I get Come on, dude. Nice, bro.
This is the only thing that he's allowed to do that's co-ed.
Nice, dude. Shout out. It helps him feel better. I walk away with hope, with love, and a happiness because I just love talking about Taylor Swift and love talking about the Bible.
I walk away with hope, love, and 6 new phone numbers.
Yeah. Nice. That's like a guy going to like, what are the most like feminine workout classes? Like, dude. Get out of here.
Like bar.
What are you doing in here?
Yeah.
I see those guys at the Soho House every now and then. At the, like, I was like, dude, come on. You're into this? All right. They got to lift weights like the rest of us?
There you go,
dude. Lift weights. Do we support it or not?
Tuesdays with Taylor?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got no problem with it.
If this gets you in the word, good for you.
As long as there's got to be a disclaimer. Hey, we by no means here to represent the Bible. This is not. If this can get you, like, dude, we used to have, I used to go to my college ministry to meet girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't judge.
For sure.
Disclaimer, there is a zero theological merit to this Bible study.
Plus two for Andrew.
Tuesdays with Taylor.
I'd go to it.
I'm with it.
Is that a high school?
I'd go check it out.
Sure.
Middle school, high school.
Oh.
Also, it's in Vegas, by the way.
Yeah.
So, like, that might be the only Bible that you're going to find in Vegas.
Yeah.
Might be that.
Taylor. You know. It's either that or the David Copperfield magic show. And they also can connect that because they pulled a coin out of in the New Testament, they pulled a coin out of a donkey's mouth or something. That'd be an easier connection.
There you go.
The Bible and Carrot Top.
Not that far off from what some pastors are doing.
Not that bad. No, dude. I mean,
not that far off.
If you're going to go after this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other things, to be fair.
Yep.
Oh, what do you want to do? Get some fact checks before we wrap this up?
Sure.
Let's see. I got a message.
Okay.
From everybody's getting on us last week about the, what are they coming after us for? Putting people's license plates.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, exposing license plates. And if that can allow you to get more info about the driver.
How do we get in trouble for that? Oh, for the OnlyFans girl.
Right.
Yeah. Here, I got a fact check. This is going to help everybody. Hey, I'm a cop, and I thought I'd shed some light on the discussion about license plates on the latest podcast. So basically, she had her license plate, and everybody's like, what if you show a license plate, you can get all their information, their credit report, their criminal record, their private information.
Yeah, address and all that.
Yeah. I do find it amusing that people are so protective of the plate in pictures. There's nothing the public can gather by seeing a license plate. As a cop, yes, we can run the plate on our computer and get info registered to the owner's name, address, etc. Even if the public ran the plate in something like Carfax, you can only see places it had work done. And when the registered will be only but not provide names. Additionally, the license plate is property of the state, not personal property like the vehicle itself. Also interesting. As for the whole thing about you can call in with a bogus crime and state the plate is the suspect, that won't go very far. We can only take that kind of call as something going to go on and follow up, which either has been proven true or false rather quickly. Love the pod. Keep it up.
Cool. Okay. Now we know.
Nothing.
So no point in blurring plates.
No point in blurring plates. But I see people do it when they're trying to sell a car.
Right.
Because they can see, oh, this has been in a wreck.
Right.
I don't want to buy it.
Yeah.
But I guess if you blur the plate, you're like, hey.
You're basically saying,
yeah,
I'm hiding something.
Yeah. Now, the only, if you go, you're out somewhere and that person that is involved with that car can be specifically, like if I was like, that's my girlfriend's car. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how do you know? Well, that's her plate number.
Right.
and she is somewhere that she's not supposed to be, mm-hmm. then she or in that kind of situation, or the kid drives a Range Rover and you're like, that's my son's, or like, I know it because the plate, and somebody gets in legal trouble.
Right.
Maybe.
Few and far between.
But that's not going to come back on you.
Right.
Because you had nothing to do with that. Mm-mm. It's like saying something about somebody who's like, dude, this is public. This is public.
Yeah.
If you go into someone's garage. Yeah, but all right. Post the plates from now on.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're free, baby.
You're good to go.
Andrew's performance review from last week.
Yeah, people said you had a good show last week, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Turner said Andrew had a W show.
W show for W Andrew. Show. Shout out.
W show.
Oh, we got some.
This one said Andrew's definitely up plus three.
Wow. We said.
From last week.
Yeah, it's Craig Thierry.
Yeah. What do you say?
Just plus three.
Just he gives his analysis.
Yep.
All right.
Pretty good.
Plus
I'll
show.
Take it, baby.
And yeah, listen, thank you. And this is not us. This is not me and Alex.
Right.
Okay. So it's not me and Alex.
No.
Yeah. Andrew does. Did you see that he did have the glasses?
Yeah.
So people's rankings of Andrew's performance directly relates to his economic status.
Absolutely.
Directly to my livelihood.
Yep.
Directly to his livelihood. So if we get a sponsor next week and it's Red Bull and mm-hmm. me and Alex are drinking and Andrew's not, it's because of the fans.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you think the election's my vote, doesn't matter.
Right.
It matters here.
This is a democracy here.
A democracy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is. Parking tracker. I parked once this week, didn't pay for parking, and no penalty.
Okay.
So I'm in the positive.
We like that. We like
oh,
that.
Yeah, I'm in the positive.
Plus
for
one.
Sure. Gambling tracker.
Yeah. How we doing?
We were on the way back from Cleveland I didn't do any gamblings on online.
Okay.
We were on the way back from Cleveland, and there's a casino right next to our hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how far is that casino for the hotel? Oh, we had a good show, so yeah. I wasn't feeling sad.
Right.
That was a little related, which gambling tracker, I guess, not good. I was like, how far is that? Because they're like 3 blocks, and it was freezing.
Yeah.
It was so cold. And I was like, well, I have to eat. I do have to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But I Uber Eats to the hotel. It was too cold.
Proud of you.
There was too many. So that I guess that means if I walked in that cold, I would be an addict.
Yeah.
So I'm not an addict level.
Good. Okay.
Prepping tracker. I got my safe and I have the cash and I locked it in there.
Okay, good.
So
I saw some people saying, as long as you're not looking up like bunker, like plans,
that's where
then yeah. you're okay.
So I have firearms and, cash.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good.
Okay.
But this is like the same as the pet tracker.
Mm.
Once you go, when are you considered a doomsday guy?
Right.
A bunker.
Yeah.
Like buying a house up against like a mountainside and digging into it.
Yeah, I think so.
Or going on anything underground. Anything underground.
Yeah.
Doomsday.
Yeah, anything underground is not. More anything than, that's expanding the footprint of your home.
Doomsday.
Is too much.
Any automatic firearm. Doomsday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't need an automatic. No one needs an automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like a. No,
sure.
No need. What about food?
Like a lot of canned goods.
Yeah, but
I'm not mad at that.
You're not.
That's just wise.
To have some canned goods.
Sure. Now if you fill an entire room with canned goods.
Too far.
Different deal.
I also have, let me say one more thing that I have.
Sure.
I think this supports my, I'm not a doomsday guy.
Okay.
Flashlight.
Smart.
A flashlight. Because I feel like your phone, everybody goes, I got a light on my phone.
Yeah.
First of all, if somebody's coming in, I'm not doing this with a handgun and this. That's, you're done. I'm done.
What are you filming me, dude? What are we doing? Yeah. Content? Yeah. I'm robbing
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So I got it. Yeah. Yeah. Batteries.
Yeah.
Smart.
Smart.
Yeah. So if, but, and I think also you need to heat that food. You need a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Cause where you, if you, everything's gone, right?
Right.
You're going to have, overnight, you're going to have candles or fire.
Yeah.
But I couldn't have it in my house. I got no.
Right.
I got to go on my roof, I guess.
Do you think that if somebody broke into your house and you started filming them, it's nighttime, so it's dark, you started filming them with the flash on,
yeah.
and you just started yelling World Star, do you yeah. think that would help or 100%, hurt the situation?
100%, they'd leave immediately.
I think that would probably dig it.
They'd leave immediately.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't want to be on World Star.
Is World Star still up?
I think so.
World Star, that was like the original.
Oh, yeah.
World dude. Star.
It was World Star hip hop, and then it just was like, World where's Star. The hip hop?
And then no one knows anything about it. They just know World Star.
Yeah.
I bet World Star has like 10 million followers now.
I bet.
The OGs.
Yeah, dude.
If you come into this country, we got to tell you about World Star.
Yeah, that is on 100%. The exam, for sure.
It's good to be a U.S. citizen. Happy to be back.
Yeah. I think this is like renewing our vows. Like we just renewed our citizenship.
Gosh, it does feel good. I'm going to go out. I'm going to eat some barbecue and wear an American flag t-shirt.
Made by
Susan B. Anthony.
That's right.
Let's go, baby. See you next week, everybody. Oh my.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.